about 40 protesters from the Bus Riders Union gathered in downtown LA. The Metro Board of Directors issued a proposal that will cut 305,000 hours of bus services. Crystal McMillan is an organizer for the union.
So we want them to reject the staff proposal. I can't say it strongly enough. If they cut these buses, they're going to affect the entire city.
The board claims the cuts must be made because buses are overlapping services. The board also tells riders that alternate service is available. But McMillan says that means more buses and more hassle.
They're talking about crossing bus lines, which is more expensive. And even if you stay on an MTA bus, when you add another bus to it, you're adding time to the commute.
Time seems to be the major factor behind bus riders' concerns. 20-year-old Johanna Espera says the few bus cuts that have already been made are affecting her grades at school.
I had to get up an extra 20 minutes earlier, let's say, for example, to catch the right bus. And then sometimes if that bus comes very full, I have to wait for the next one. Sometimes that would cause me to be late or just like, you know, not even get there to class at all.
Despite protesters' arguments, the board voted and approved the cuts. 9 routes will be eliminated by June, and there'll be 400 fewer buses running. But MTA says they did take the public's opinion into account.
And they went through extensive public hearing and community outreach to try to get public input in terms of these proposed changes. And today kind of solidifies that with the board approval to go ahead and move forward with the service changes. And try to run a quality bus service here for the region.
MTA says this system will be more efficient for the city. Melissa Butler, Annenberg Radio News.